Creator, we come to you in praise of your greatness. We turn to you to open our hearts to escape Egypt toward you. Please allow us to feel your greatness through your through our friends, so that it may flow into the whole world for peace. May we be in joy as you give us the strength to make efforts to live in faith above reason, as you strengthen us in feeling the world's deficiencies through our connection. May we present them as a vessel for your filling and contentment. Amen.
Dear friends, dear Tens, dear Worldly, dear Rav, dear Creator, you say North, East, and Midwest join our hearts to prepare together for this lesson. Friends, we are in the lesson that never repeats. The Creator is here, and he is stretching his hand to us. He is willing to pull us out of our egoistic misery. If we grab on his hand right now with all our desperation, he will pull us out, but only if we really want it. If you want it for real. So from the first to the last minute of this lesson, scream back and demand that he pulls us out of the ego to bestow. If you don't convince Creator to do it now, we will stay in our egoistic dumpster forever and will not be able to help humanity. We need to do our job right now to pull the friends to the Creator. Let's do it.
Let's do it. And at the same talking, imagine that you are the mother who took 9 kids to excursion. And the mother is watching kids all the time, making sure that they are okay. And she doesn't care about herself. She cares about the kids. And this is what we have to do in our tents, to prepare for the lesson and be at the lesson and be in our life. And if each of us will feel like a mother who is very responsible for the kids, that's our wood. That's how we can get to this lesson with one common our wood. And let's go to Petah Tikva.
כותב בעל הסולם באהבת השם.
בעל הסולם writes an article of God and the love of man. The Torah was not given to the patriarchs, but to their children's children. A complete nation of 600,000 men from 20 years of age and on. They were asked if each and every one were willing to take upon himself these sublime work and goal. And after each and every one said, we will do and we will hear, the matter became possible. For it is clear beyond doubt that if 600,000 men have no other engagement in life but to stand guard and see that no need is left unsatisfied in their friends, and they even do it with true love, with all their soul and might, there's absolutely no doubt that there will be a need in any person in the nation to worry about his own sustenance. For he will have 600,000 loving, loyal people watching over him, so not a single need is left unsatisfied.
Question for Active Workshop. What should I do so that my friend doesn't worry about his own well-being during the lesson? Again, what should I do so that my friend doesn't worry about his own well-being during the lesson?
I thought the answer was obvious because we talked about it and read it, but now after they read this excerpt, I suddenly understand How, what can I do so my friend doesn't worry about himself? Only to pray that he'll be able to work. The work is not enough. It has to be done with real love. And only the reforming light can do that. So we have to pray for the friends, give them an example as much as we can, but without the reforming light, it's a lost cause.
Yeah, there's so many conditions. You hear this excerpt and you say, no, this can't be. 600,000, and with loyal love, and only then. So it's clear you can't promise that, but only to connect the friend to the Creator. Only the Creator can promise this condition. So it doesn't mean that you are a guarantor to anyone. But the Arvut is summarized by keeping Rabash laws in the 10, and then gradually that connection is built where he really feels like 600,000, and true love through the light of that reforms that Roya was speaking about.
Yeah, this thing of loving one another, but really loving, so that no one will lack anything that they need, and there's nothing else that worries me in life. It sounds fantastic. How can you even imagine, picture it? But that's all our work, to come to it, even to come to recognizing that we can't do it. But to have what to pray for, to come to a state where all that concerns us is how to help the friends, how to bring them closer to the Creator. It's written here, I've said it 2 days ago, help them, this is your correction. So our work is to help the friends, period.
I feel a cold, cold breeze from somewhere around. I try to run, I try to hide. I can feel a light that will guide us home to the place, to the other side. Keep your heart wide open, and love will reach your soul wide open. It'll save you on your way wide open. I know it's the only way, wide open. And the light will forever stay inside. Love guides the way, I know alone I fade. I need someone around, feel my soul. And the stars, they shine only in the night. If I could only care, maybe I could make it right. Keep your heart wide open, and love will reach your soul wide open. It will save you on your way wide open. When I start to fall, and I can't hold on, when the way is lost, and there's nowhere to run, when love can be denied, and every door is closed, to the place,
to the other side.
Keep your heart wide open,
and love will reach a soul
wide open. It'll save you on your way wide open.
I know it's the only way
wide open.
Rabash.
It follows that the friends' discussions of the greatness of the Creator awaken a desire and yearning to annul before the Creator, because he begins to feel longing and desire to bond with the Creator. And we should also remember that to the extent that the friends can appreciate the importance and greatness of the Creator, we should still go above reason, meaning that the Creator is higher than any greatness of the Creator that one can imagine. We should say that we can believe above reason that he leads the world in a benevolent guidance. And if one believes that the Creator wants only man's best, it makes a person love the Creator until he is rewarded with, "And you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul." And this is what a person should receive from the friends.
Question for an active workshop. Share with your friends the greatness of the Creator. Share with your friends the greatness of the Creator.
When we look at all the path of humanity and the Kabbalists and what we did till now, so maybe we're starting to understand just a little pebble of this whole thought of creation that the Creator has prepared for us. It has come to play in such a way that we can really turn from the complete opposite to something true, to be still, to come out of our ego, to resemble the Creator, to know Him, to actually be like Him. And this greatness that He gave us, it's immeasurable. Just to give gratitude and implement it.
I hear it, and I'm so happy, because there is no greater privilege than hearing about the greatness of the Creator from the friends. And I think one of the expressions of the greatness is the friends themselves. who envelop a person and give him huge responsibility, give him importance, raise him from any state he is in. We are already here, and there's a huge gap from how we came into this workshop and how we are now. So look at how the 10 can really give a person vitality, the spirit of life, format you, help connect you to the Creator. It's a genius mechanism that the Creator created with the friends, with this thing that is the friends.
Yeah, and the friends is just a reflection of the Creator. The Creator gave it to us to show us that He wants us to come close to Him, and now that we're here together speaking about it and entering the lesson, or if we're even in it already, it's also a nice sign that the Creator is calling us. Also, in the previous answer, I tried to think, what can we do for the friend not to think of himself during the lesson? We only have one thing to do. It's to remind each other about the upper force, that there's one force conducting reality. And even if I'm thinking about myself, I guess he did it too. So just ascribe everything towards him. Like David always tells us, our complaints to the Creator together. So except for the Creator.
Creator, we come to you in praise of your greatness. We turn to you to open our hearts to escape Egypt toward you. Please allow us to feel your greatness through our friends, so that it may flow into the whole world for peace. May we be in joy as you give us the strength to make efforts to live in faith above reason. As you strengthen us in feeling the world's deficiencies through our connection, may we present them as a vessel for your filling and contentment. Amen.